I was sitting at my desk, and I just had like this good like 60-second stare at the screen, and I was sitting there. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, fuck. Locked the computer screen, got up, got all my shit, put it in my backpack, walked into my boss's office. I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Just like that.
Peace. Next day, I'm outie. Car packed, gone.
But yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Kids at Work. My name is Matt Corman, and that's exactly why you're here today. Today is January 4th, 2020. So it's a new year. I hope you're dominating your new year, and you have all your goals set away, and you know what you want to conquer out there. I'm not gonna lie, I woke up a little late. I woke up at 11:30 today. Usually try to wake up at 8 a.m., so that kind of fucked me up a little bit. But lucky for us today, if you're listening to this, today on the pod we have Nick Sincotta. Absolute fucking legend. I'm excited to have you here, Nick.
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm pretty fucking fired up about this one. This is one I texted you like months ago about, you know, hopping on some shit.
Yeah, we've been trying to get together to get this done, and finally, you know, I'm back in town, so.
Yeah. Let's fucking go. So how I want to start everything is, you know, for people who don't know who you are, and like people that are listening to this because of YouTube, they know who you are. Like, give a little background on yourself, like where you're from, how old you are, and like, you know, who you are today. What brings you here?
Sure, real quick. Nick Sincotta. I'm 23 years old, about to be 24 on the 8th, so that's in a few days.
Holy shit.
On Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, almost.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Real quick, I mean, started in music, took a break from music, did like 5 different things, went from different thing, just tried a bunch of shit. And now I'm back in Boston.
Yeah.
And I'm going ham on production.
Going ham on production. I see you doing beats. Going ham on production.
Yep.
Now you talk about like, I definitely want to obviously touch in on the music thing, because that's how we connected way back in the fucking day too.
Years ago.
And so like, when did you start making music, and why did you get into music?
So music started at age 7.
Holy fuck.
On the piano.
Yeah. Oh, I knew you played piano. Yeah. Age 7, though, man.
Yeah, that's when I asked my parents for Christmas. I was like, please get me a keyboard. And they're like, all right, sure.
Yeah.
Got me a keyboard, got right to it, started just, you know, learning songs and all that kind of stuff. And then after that, 5 years go by, then I'm like, or 5 or 6, however many, and then I'm 13, decide, I'm like, all right, how do I turn this into something else?
Crazy. 13 years old is so young for that, bro. Like, you were already business-minded at 13 years old, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yeah, I decided, I was like, all right, I saved up, bought some stuff, and just started making music. It was awful. The first songs I ever made were the worst things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I love playing them back sometimes today, because I'm like, wow, like, those are just garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. My shit was trash. Like, that was fucking trash, yeah.
And then from there, I just kept building.
Yeah.
And then that was like the whole music phase.
Yeah.
At like 21, I like, you know, I took a break. I hit a wall, which is something that we can go into, you know, because I think everybody hits walls at some point. I think I could bring a lot of value in terms of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Then after that, tried a whole bunch of other different things.
Okay.
You know, saved up some money. And after that, moved out, and then, you know, now I'm back here in Boston, and it's a new chapter.
And you literally got back yesterday.
Yeah, it was 3 in the morning, not last night, but the night before.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Talk about a new chapter, right? Getting right into the podcast game, you know what I mean? Getting right back into networking and doing the damn thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I got back, you know, I hit you up.
Yeah.
Because I remember we were trying to link like months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said you might come down to Myrtle.
I was far out. I was in Greenville, North Carolina playing at ECU. And that wasn't close to you at all.
No, it was a few hours.
Yeah.
I was in Wilmington, right on the coast. Mm-hmm. But man, shout out to Wilmington. I just spent 6 months there, and man, it was like one of the best experiences ever.
Yeah.
That was also on a whim. I just, you know, picked up my stuff and left. You know, got a place in some place where I didn't know a single person.
What the fuck?
And just started meeting people and connecting with people, and I learned so much.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was kind of, you know, it was lonely.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
You weren't out there alone, though. You were out there with your boy.
Yeah, I had one friend there, Adam. Shout out Adam Gudadaro. He's the homie.
Yeah.
So I knew him. He had an open room, and I was like, all right, you know what? Like, I'm going to just do this.
Yeah.
And I moved out, signed a lease, and didn't look back, you know, and it was good. It was great because I got to get away from like everything.
You know? Feel like did you even like. Like, because I've always, you know, I've always followed your shit, and it's like, I feel like I didn't know that you were out there until, because we got lunch, like, months before you went out there, right? And then, so that I would chalk that up as, like, 4 to 5 months within that time, then you were out there, right?
Yes.
That sound about right?
Yeah, so we got lunch in Boston, it was, like, probably a few months before I left.
Yeah.
And at the time...
You didn't mention it either.
I didn't know.
Right, okay.
I didn't know it was going to be
because we were talking about, like, plans and shit, and so you never were like, yeah, I might go down to Wilmington.
Yeah, I was going
to
try the real estate thing in Boston.
That's right. Yep.
And then I was like, nah.
That's right. You were, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was out there.
Okay, so I want to get there, but let's what I love the whole point of this podcast and like with people like you, like a lot of times, you know, we spit and talk about like stupid shit. Mm-hmm. But I realized when I was making the podcast, I was doing a lot of funny stuff, making people laugh. But then I, you know, started to understand like, hey, people are actually listening to these episodes, and I was like, we should try to provide as much value as humanly possible, right? And people like me and you who have, you know, pursued passions and dealt with failures and, you know, success to an extent, I want to be able to help those that are listening that want to get that as well. So I like to dive into the mindset of why things became what they were, right? And so I want to go back into when you first started out music. We can bypass a little bit from the 13 years old, but maybe like, you know, the first time you started doing shows and shit and, you know, starting learning how to cultivate a fan base. Like, do you remember what age you did your first show at and where it was at?
I remember the first time I ever performed. I was scared shitless. I was eighth grade. It was in like this school event thing.
You were at it young though. Still eighth grade, bro.
Eighth grade. I wrote this rap and it was for like this thing we were doing at the school. And then just went out there and did it. And man, I was shaking in my shoes, but when I was done, I was happy. It was like, wow. I was like, awesome. So then that was that. And then throughout from like eighth grade up until, I remember I did my first show, like real show. I think I was like 16. Okay. And I was opening for somebody. I forget who I was opening for, but you know, at the good old Middle East.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts, man.
Dude, and man, love that place.
Absolutely. I was literally just like, there fucking performing at the fucking Middle East.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Same shit.
Yeah, it's a great venue. Great place to like start out. It's just awesome. So I was opening there, and then I opened for a bunch of shows there for the next few years and built up a base, and then I was like, oh, I could do this myself. And then actually that's when we linked up.
Yeah.
I was doing a show, I booked a venue, you know, put a down payment on that, and then we you know, you contact
let me think about how the fuck it came across. So I found my first shit by looking at the Middle East website and seeing who was doing shows, because I knew people were doing shows up there. And I remember seeing like your name, and I saw Cam Meekins.
Yep.
And so I opened for Cam Meekins, and do you remember? That's how we met each other.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And we had already been in. You know what? I think I did a feature for you, like before. Oh my god!
Good memory, bro.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, that song was ass, bro.
Oh, that song was ass.
I remember that one too. Yeah, that was trash.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I sent you a feature, and like I didn't really know you at that point.
Yeah.
But then I met you at the venue. I went to the Cam Meekins show because I was just like, you know, it's a good place to go to.
Yeah.
And then you were there.
Yep.
And I went up to you, and I was just like, hey, what's up? I'm Nick Sincotta. And you were like, oh, yeah, okay, word.
Then
we met through that, and then I had a show coming up soon, and then you were gonna open, and then that was that, and it was just like. You know, since I've known you since.
You were the third time I ever performed, was opening for you, man.
Yeah, it was.
Isn't that crazy? I remember I was so, like, so you were at the game so much earlier than me, because that was, like, my first year of, like, really trying to make music for the most part.
Yeah,
and, like, I remember, like, seeing, like, you were like, yeah, like, I got these fans, and, like, you know, they're gonna fucking love you, and you were talking about, like, that shit, and I go to your show, and, like, you have VIPs, and, like, people are, like, buying your shit, and that's the first time I ever saw, like, what fans were, you know what I mean? And I was, like... This is so. I was talking to my boys. I was like, I was just like, because I'm like, I've always been like business minded. And I saw it as like, wow, that's really impressive. This kid is cultivating a legitimate fan base. And so, how did you go about making that at that age too? Did you have a mentor, by the way, at that time?
You know, off the top of my head specifically, I would say there's a lot of different people that have helped me in that. I think I just paid attention to like what people were doing.
Yeah.
And then kind of put my own spin on it and sort of my own package. I mean, you know, I've had at this point, I don't know if I had met him yet, but I mean, I got to make a shout out to this dude. His name's Knowledge.
Okay.
He's always helped me out, you know, with everything. Like he's always just been a figure of guidance. So he definitely helped me out with that.
Yeah.
But in terms of cultivating a fan base at that age, you know, I just saw dudes doing it that were like huge, and I just saw how they connected with people. And I think naturally that's one thing that I've done is just like been able to figure out like okay, like, this, who my target fan base is, and then how to just, like, get them to be involved in something that I'm doing in, like, a group, and yeah, just be part of something. Because that's what everyone wants to do, is to be part of something. And then I created this, like, you know, this thing for them to be a part of. And I love them. Like, I genuinely love those people, you know, because, yeah, like, they supported me, and they didn't even know me, and it was just, like, this fan. It was more of a family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's really how it came about.
That's crazy. And yeah, no, you're right too. And then I remember, because like you're saying, your fans were so loyal, because after opening for you, I got my first taste of like what fans are. And yeah, still to this day, they still come to my shit.
They still
to this, yeah, day, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And like, it's crazy that you dove into that market. Now, so, okay, so you're like, you're doing shows at the Middle East, and you got this fan base going for you. And it almost seems like things were moving really well. You know, what year is this? It's probably, what, 2015, 2014?
Yeah, I think it might be 15.
2015?
Graduated in 14.
Okay, that would sound right then. Okay, yep. So 2015, you're kind of moving at this rate. And then, so what's kind of the step from then? Then you're putting out a bunch of music?
Yeah, so from there, music.
And you toured. And yeah, we linked up by Snoo.
Oh, man, that was epic. That was fun. That was a great show. Yeah. I had a blast that night. Yeah, that was... No, what was it? It was in Manchester, right?
Yeah.
So it was in Manchester. Man, that was a good show. I had fun. So up until then, yeah, music, shows, opening, going places and promoting. One thing that I don't think people know this is I physically, like, nowadays, it was dead then, but it's even more dead now, but I literally passed out like about 17,000 physical copies of my Nixon Cotta CDs, like hand to hand. Like, I'm talking, I literally walked up to people. I didn't care where it was. I would just literally walk up to random people and literally be like, "Hey, this is my music. Take it for free. If you like it, awesome. If not, just throw it out the window or whatever." Like, I eventually got this pitch down, like, pack. But
where would you do this? Because you taught me that before. Yeah. You told me that before, but like, where would you do this?
Dude, I would do this in malls. I would do this if I was just, you know, literally anywhere. Like,
really?
Like, no limit, yeah.
Did that work?
I would say that I gained a lot of followers from it, and that a lot of hardcore people that still listen to my music today have my physical copy of a CD.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, you know, and a lot of them just got in the right hands. So, you know, it's like planting seeds.
Yeah.
That's all it really was.
Yeah, that's a lot of drive and, like, determination and, like, going up. How did you, dude, burning CDs takes a while. Like, how were you, how are you doing? Did you have like a CDI or some shit that, like,
I bought a tower, a CD tower. You could burn like 10 at once. Yeah.
10 at once. And, oh shit. That's
yeah.
Fire.
So it was like me and my homies, we'd sit around and just, like, you know, play beats and yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, like, obviously now, like, you know, don't go burn CDs because no one has CD players anymore. Right. But regardless, like, the whole point of it is just, like, you know, hustle. Like, how can you get your stuff out? I don't know. Get creative.
I actually learned that from you because I remember when I had a show coming up. And then we connected at one point. You told me about, like, handing out CDs. I didn't know you fucking had a tower when you did that and, like, that you did that many. But and I was trying to promote my show and it came to mind. I was like, I'm going to go to other shows and go to the lines in the shows and then be like, yo, I got a show coming to the Middle East because if you're coming to watch this guy who's kind of similar to what my market is going to be, then, like, come to my show or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's about as targeted as it gets.
Yeah.
You know, people who just...
It's in the area. You know they're buying tickets to go to concerts.
Love concerts, yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. They're going to come to it.
So, yeah, it's just like about, I guess I would say just, you know, get creative.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know... From going up to random people and passing out CDs, I think I learned a lot more rather than, like, just gaining fans. Like,
yeah,
just, like, just going up to somebody and just, like, yeah, dude, I've had people literally just, like, just be like, get out of here, get away from me, or, like,
sure,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
you know, fuck off, and then, yeah, like, take the CD and throw it in the trash in front of me. Like, you know, just, like, all
fuck
that
you.
Shit.
Yeah,
so but it's, like, fuck it, man.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, then the next time, you know, I was somewhere public, I had some kid come up to me and he's like, dude, I've listened to every single one of your songs. I know all the words.
That's crazy.
Because you passed me a CD out at some random place in East Bumfuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, okay. Seed got planted.
Yep.
Grew
yep.
into a tree.
Yep.
You know, but a lot of the seeds die, but the more you plant, the more trees you get.
Mindset.
So it's like, you know.
Keep fucking hustling. That's a gem right there. Keep fucking hustling out there. That's fucking beautiful. I love that.
Hell yeah.
That's good. That's good advice. Okay, so you're passing out CDs. You're making a fan base. And then 2017, you dropped a song every week or almost every single week?
Yeah, it was for 36 consecutive.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work. I mean, that's something that I'm kind of working towards right now. This is my whiteboard.
Yeah, I see you got your checklist right here. This is awesome, bro. Yeah. This is like productivity city right here.
Yeah, you know the vibes, man. I need to change my goals for January. Those are my December goals and like podcast people that I want to target and hit. And then over on the left, I got like my daily stuff every day I want to check off. And then the HWRs, the health, wealth, relationships kind of shit we talked about. I try to hit three of those every day. So it's like, you know, I'm making my bed, that checks off my health. I go to the gym, I'm working on my health. And then if I'm, you know, things, I'm mixing a song or I'm advertising stuff and working on my wealth and talking to people, relationships. So like, and then I have my song like scheduled out for like what I want to release, you know, type of thing. But you released, so you, I mean, I know that we definitely think of like, because we do the same fucking shit. So it's like,
yeah,
you released a song for 36 weeks consecutively. That's fucking hard, man. And
some were awful.
Really?
Yeah, like looking back, like I was like, okay, you know, it was a lot of quantity. Some of the quality was real shitty. But the thing is the whole thing, plant mad seeds and then some grow to trees. Like some of those songs, they took off. And then I was like, okay, because at that point, I also like wasn't really sure what I wanted my sound to be too. So I was for like, sure. All right, we're going to shotgun it. I was like, you know, my fans like what they like. I know what they like. I already had a little bass at that time, but I was like, I got to try some stuff because like I wasn't really happy with the sound. And I was like, I just got to, you know, get a bunch of beats, make a bunch of music, put it out and then just see what really sticks. And I found like, okay, this one works. This one doesn't. This is nice. I like this. This feels good. But yeah, dude, in that same year, I quit.
Do you think that, like that's wild, right? But do you think it's cause like, so like, I'm almost in that 2017 Nick mindset too, where like, I'm putting out a hella songs. Like I put out like 2 to 3 songs a month and like, I'm just trying to like do that. And like, cause I've seen like shit just stick and then shit not stick or whatever, but I don't give a fuck. Like the next one goes up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there's been times where I fall out of love with it, to be honest with you, because like I think my mental's overworked and I start focusing on putting out songs versus on creating songs.
Yeah.
Why the hell did you like what happened at that time? Because it also like I'm assuming everything was kind of growing for you at the time, because if you're putting out more, like it kind of grows too, you know?
I mean, it was at its height.
It was at its height. Isn't that crazy?
Like you, in most streams, most response on social media, most everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, you know, like this is really like. Like where I feel like I could bring a lot of value on here is really like where, like, you know, the growth and everything like that was great. Like actually doing the music and stuff, that was great. I mean, to be clear, like for everyone listening to the podcast, like I'm not necessarily an artist anymore. Like I don't sing. I haven't put out a song in a while.
We haven't mentioned that. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Like just so everyone's clear, like I don't actually make like music anymore. So this is where, you know, I'd like to touch upon like, okay, so things are going good and then I abandon ship. Like weird period of my life.
Also, I want to say things are going good after putting in work since you were 13 years old.
Yeah, this is a long time.
Long journey. Yeah. And then like things are finally coming together.
Yeah, it's like weird.
Yeah. So give it to us. What happens in your mind when, you know, one day when you're like, you know, this isn't going to be going on anymore?
I'd say there was a lot of factors that contributed to me making that decision. The biggest one, like I can't even front, like totally like lost confidence.
Really?
Like, dead ass. Yeah. And I'm not even too afraid to just, you know, say that. Like, dude, I lost confidence in like the whole thing. And that was probably the main thing. Like, you know, I've said a lot of different things to people like, oh, this, this, and this. But I mean, that's really like the root behind it.
Really?
Lost confidence in the whole thing. And I shouldn't have. Looking back, I'm like, what was I thinking? But dude, I let a lot of things get to me. Like,
what got to you?
It was a weird period of time. Yeah. I'd say, like, I don't know if this is really what I want to do. This is all I've done my whole life. Like, I don't know anything else. I haven't tried anything else. And, you know, I only know this music game, and that was it. And it was just like, yeah, just as soon as – this is the thing. As soon as your mental starts, like, rolling in the wrong direction, it's a spiral effect. That's why you always got to check yourself. And as soon as your mind starts to get out of whack, like, you know, things can fall, like, apart pretty quickly. And that's exactly what happened, you know, like it was like loss of confidence. Is this really what I want to do? I don't know anything else. I don't know. Like I haven't tried anything else. I haven't tasted anything else. You know, is this really like where I want to take my life?
How old are you at this point? You're 21?
21.
21 years old. Okay. And it's interesting because so from the outside looking in, everything's looking great. You go on your profiles, like you said, you're getting the most streams. You're getting the most interactions and everything. And you were, you know, everything was flowing. How did you lose, like, what did you lose confidence in? I want to dig a little deeper. Did you lose confidence in your songs or, like, Did you lose confidence in like yourself, like when you're walking, you know, your daily stuff? Like, what was it? Were you losing fans? What was it?
Specifically, I would say I lost confidence in actually like fucking making it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like just like that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think everyone at some point in their long journey hits a point where they're like, fuck, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah. But the thing is in a journey, you obviously, you don't let that get to you and you just keep pushing. For me, man, I caved. I listened. And like,
yeah.
For everyone listening, like, use this as an example. Like, don't fucking listen.
Fuck them, dude.
Like, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck your mind.
Yeah.
Seriously, because it's going to want to tell you. And like, look, looking back, I would never trade that decision for anything because it made me stronger. Mm-hmm. By leaving that and quitting that, dude, I've been able to become a better person because it forced me to go out and do a bunch of other shit.
Right.
Because I was like, okay, I've tried music. What else is out there? And I've ventured out, tried a bunch of different things, which is something I would love to talk about because that goes to the whole thing. It's like, okay, now I'm 21. I did this. This is all I know. Now what? Mm. I don't know what I want to do. Go try a bunch of shit.
Did you have I know you were taking classes at one point. So did you graduated high school, correct? Okay. And then so you didn't have a plan B at all, right?
No plan B.
Okay. And our routes are so fucking different, too. It's crazy.
Like, oh, yeah. So different.
So different. And so you had no plan. So this is legitimately all you know. But I don't know if you know this, Nick. Me and Raptor did a co-headline one time at the Middle East Upstairs. It was like our first headline.
I remember.
A while back. You were there. And you said when we were in that little backstage, the fucking curtain put up thing, you said to me, yeah, I know throughout my career I'm going to have highs and lows. I don't know if you remember saying that, but I remember you saying that.
I don't.
It's so interesting in like 2020 revisiting this because you were like, because you told me, you were like, yeah, I know I'm going to have highs and lows, but like I know like this is what I'm going to do. Like I'm always going to come back to music. I don't know if you remember anything like that, but you told me you were going to fucking highs and lows. But it's interesting you hit a fucking low and you're like, I just like caved because you listened to yourself.
Yeah.
But at one point in your life, like you had this overbearing confidence that like no matter what.
Interesting,
you know,
right?
Yeah. It's interesting that like
we
revisited here and stuff. But okay, so you let's go in a little bit into, you know, trying other things, you know, like what other things did you try and kind of go from there? You know?
Yeah. I'd say this is the quickest growth period of my life was the last 2 years since I quit music. From that point to now, the quickest growth I've experienced.
Okay.
Let me think. So I tried a bunch of stuff. So I worked with this company called Army Barracks. Okay. Shout out to Army Barracks. Learned a boatload there. See, this is the thing. Over the next few years, I've pretty much just gathered gems from all these little different things. That's like really what I've done. I feel like I'm just building up my arsenal of knowledge and experience and different stuff to then like culminate to something big. That's pretty much what it is. So, you know, rewind. You know, I quit music and then I get this regular job where I was running like the e-commerce at this Army Navy surplus chain store. Totally random, right?
Like, I was just gonna say, how the fuck do you even find that?
I knew a guy who owns a store.
Okay,
great guy.
Gotcha.
Shout out.
Networking.
His name's Steve. Yep, he's the man. He helped me out so much. He's been a mentor my whole life. Learned so much from this guy. And he owned this business, and he was opening up an e-commerce department. Went in, and you know, I was, you know, helping him out with that, building that. After that, so I learned a little bit about e-commerce, supply chain. You know, how shipping works, like all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, that was super interesting.
Yeah.
Then I went and helped out my family's business. My dad owns a construction landscape company. So I pretty much managed that for about a year and a half. And oh man, that was interesting. The thing that I got from that was I learned how to work with a team. Like it was me and I was managing, there was probably like 8, 9, 10 guys at any time.
Yeah.
And we were just a squad. And like, it was my job to make sure that, you know, everything was getting done properly. And I pretty much managed the whole thing. And, I learned so much through that, how to just work with a team and like work with people. So that was interesting. And then I was like, you know, originally I wanted to take over my dad's business. And then I was just like, no, I don't want to do this.
Mm.
Then also I did a bunch of stuff on Shopify, tried some Shopify stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was cool. Learned a lot about like online sales, marketing, targeting on Instagram. you know, we talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, yeah. You shared that with me, and then I made a little money
from that, and then I moved to North Carolina, mm-hmm. wanted to start a business that fell through, and then got a job in sales.
Yep.
Learned sales. By the way, shout out to I got a job at this car dealership. Mm-hmm. It's totally random, like. You know, like, dude, like...
It makes sense what you're talking about, though. You're collecting gems from different type of... They all relate back to, like, the same thing, kind of, pretty much.
Yeah, like...
Selling.
Yeah, well...
You know?
Selling and, you know, just business stuff.
Yeah.
It's, like, all just different things that I've gathered over time. And, dude, you know what? Like, okay, yes. And then I get this job at this car dealership. Yeah. I mean, I don't like it. Like, obviously, like, it's just like I don't love selling cars. Like, I never liked it. But it was cool. A short period of time. Shout out to everyone at that dealership. I mean, I was just with them 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And
that's insane.
And it hit. Yeah, right. So it hit me. I was living in North Carolina, and at that point, I felt like I had no reason to be there. Because at this point, I decided that I was like, no, I'm going back into music, and I'm going to be a producer.
Right. You told me that too. You're like, yeah. I'm back making beats, and you're like, you're cooking beats.
This is like December, I think we were texting.
Yeah.
I think recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, all right, I got FL. As soon as I opened it, man, I started cooking. And I fell in love with it. And I'm like, wait a second. What am I doing? 2 years ago, you know, because I was happy making music. Like, I love the creation.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So I was just like, okay, no, like, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna become a producer. Like, yeah. That's it. And once I decided that, I realized, okay, there's nothing going on in North Carolina here. Like, I need to come back. I'm going to regroup.
Yeah.
You know, link with everybody I know.
Yeah.
And you'll start from scratch.
Interesting. And
so, like, right now, dude, I've only been making beats for, like, a month. Like, they're trash. You know what I'm saying? Of
course. Beats are hard. I make beats, too. They're trash.
Yeah,
like,
but fuck it. And it's fun
to make beats.
Yeah, we're going to get it. We'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
Dude, it's crazy. I was sitting at my desk. This is in North Carolina.
This must have been pretty recent.
Yeah, this is, like, a few days ago.
This is funny.
What's today? January what?
4th.
Yeah, this was on the 1st. So I was sitting at my desk, and I just had, like, this good, like, 60-second stare at the screen. And I was sitting there. I was just like, oh, my God. I was like, fuck. Locked the computer screen, got up, got all my shit, put it in my backpack, walked into my boss's office. I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Just like that. Peace.
Next day, I'm outie. Car packed, gone.
And so you are down in North Carolina. I just want to regroup here. You're living with one friend who's, like, your best friend, right? You've known him for life?
Yeah. Well, I met him, right? Yeah, you know Adam.
Okay. Gudadaro.
Yeah, Adam Gudadaro. Yes,
for sure.
I've known him for years.
Right.
He's the homie.
Okay.
Did
you have friends down there? Were you able to, like, make friends and stuff?
Yeah, I made friends and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I was only there for 6 months, so I didn't, like, develop too much.
Yeah, just skirting.
Yeah, exactly.
All set. Yeah, I'm rolling on out.
Yeah, I was like, peace.
Damn, that's crazy.
Very spontaneous. Fuck. But once I committed, I was just like, no. Like, another thing too is I was working a lot of hours.
Okay.
And I had zero time to make beats. And I was like, wait, this is actually what I want to do.
What made you want to make beats, though?
Dude, well, because I love music.
But what didn't make you want to go, I'm going to make a song and record again? Like, what made you go, I'm going to take a producer route?
Dude, because I think...
Well, did it have anything to do with people being really successful as producers right now? Because there's hella successful producers, like Internet Money and shit, that are popping off.
Well, I mean, producers have always been able to be super successful.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at dudes that are successful in, like a little while ago, like dudes like I'm super inspired by dudes like Scott Storch, you know, guys like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, dude, and obviously, like, some people I look up to, like Murda Beats, he's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, another thing too, bro, is like I've done the artist thing. I didn't want to do the artist thing again.
You did it.
You know, I don't. Yeah, I really don't. Like, I don't want to get.
Yeah.
It's just, man, I love the studio. I love production. You
Me
know
too.
What I'm saying?
I love being in the studio and just like creating, kind of being the vibe. And honestly, like a producer standpoint is like everything. It's even like better than being an artist, to
like,
be honest.
For me, like, dude, I want to be the dude that everyone's like, yo, I need beats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to be the guy that, you know, my tag is everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
That's
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Fuego.
Yeah, so it's like, and it's new too. Like I said, I just started. My beats suck right now, but
yeah,
give it some time, dude. We'll get one.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We can get a couple, bro. We can do it. Yeah, I mean, you see me churning, bro. I record. I write a song a day and record a song a day. That's like kind of my like MO for everything.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's, bro, you'll get super nice if you do that.
Yeah. I've been fucking trying to do that.
Dude, and you just hit 1 million streams, bro.
Yeah. Fucking pumped.
Congratulations.
Dude. Thank you. It would, yeah. Dude, that one came like pretty fucking like spontaneous. You know how like in this music game too, I should say in anything you're doing, like when it's entrepreneurial minded, it's like you get some fucking breaks. And like you, like I was going, like I've been going for a while, and just like not winning, and just not winning. Then like you hit some wins, and then like you get back in. You know, I mean, that was just like a win. Like that song came like at the perfect time. Like I had a connection with Nelk, and they fucking used my song for their internship. And it,
oh, I didn't know that.
So it blew the song up. Like it went from fucking. I'll show you the chart. It like went from. It was at like, you know, like 2,000 streams a day, which is like kind of like how my like, my good songs kind of do. And then this one just jumped to 30,000 in a day, and they dropped. That like my boy hit me up. He's like, "Yo, I need some tunes." And then I like sent it to him. They dropped their biggest merch release, and the video they used, the song they used, was "Word of the Wise." For that, instantly like flooded. Right, like followers go away. Everything goes up. Wow. And I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting here like, and I'm just chilling. I'm just watching. And I'm just like, "Holy fuck! Why can't this happen every time?" Like, you know, I saw the line just go to 30K, and I was like,
"Wow,
that doesn't happen to me." You know what I mean? And you hit these breaks, and then. Luckily, I had a catalog that was able to maintain it. So now it's like kind of floats around that area.
Yes.
Because like they were able to find me and dive into it. It wasn't like I just had Word of the Wise type shit.
So dude, that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah. So I got like, I caught a little break, but that's what it is. That's life. You know, you keep fucking digging, you dig, you dig, and dig, and you catch a little break.
You've been planting seeds for years, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, planting seeds,
you deserve
bro.
That. That, yeah, that seed that grew into a tree.
Exactly.
Like that was, that's what it is.
Yeah. You know the vibes.
And yeah, exactly. So it's like, it just, you know, it's like those, you're right, those little breaks, they happen. Just, but it comes from hard work and dedication. And it's not just like, oh, you put something out and it just happens. I mean, dude, you've been releasing music for a while.
Dude, for fucking ever. Yeah, you just can't give up. You just have to really, really, really fucking believe in it. But yo, so now we kind of know where you're at in like literally present time. Like literally, we're talking about a couple of days ago.
It's like a little recap of my life.
Yeah. It was just good. I'm glad, because I think a lot of people, Nick, like followed you for a long time. Yeah. And so like, I think maybe like some people that listen to this, like we have like a tied in, you know, platform as well. It's like they're probably like, well, they don't really know everything that happened with Nick too, but they see you know, you've been dropping these like motivational videos and like these speaking videos, like over the last year, you know, and like that's when I kind of like looked into your shit again too, and I that's the content I consume, like,
right?
I don't even listen to music; I listen to podcasts, and like I just fucking listen to you know, like that type of shit. And so I saw you doing it, and I was like, yeah, that's a good wave. And then like I saw this collect the gems thing, which is interesting because I always say like that's a gem. Like if you're listening to this podcast, I'm like, oh, gem. And I write down like I'm writing down times of when you say something, so I could use for like intro clips and shit.
Oh, is that what you're taking notes on?
Yeah, cool. And that shit.
So talk about
that. Talk about like, you know, that type of stuff. Is that something you're still pursuing or?
Yeah. So whenever I get on social media and talk about something that I find amazing, like it's something that has genuinely hit. Like I don't release that type of content all the time. I don't. Like it's just something that if I'm like sitting there or if I have something happens to me that day, I just feel really compelled to just get online and talk about it.
Yeah.
And just share a video about it.
Okay.
And it's real. Like when I'm genuinely feeling like holy shit, I feel like someone else needs to hear this. So it's like, you know, I'll just get online and share it. And then in terms of, you know, this new brand that I've come up with, the whole Collect the Gems thing, you know, that's just an idea I thought of mid-meditation. I've been looking for a name, like I wanted to call like a brand something. And then it just came to me and I snapped out of the meditation and wrote it down, checked it, the Instagram handle. I was like, no one has it.
Nice.
Collect the Gems.
That's huge.
Like, no one's got it. Went to the URL. No one's got it. I'm like, that's it. I'm like, that's how I know. No one has that. So I immediately made the Instagram, made a logo, got it copywritten. I haven't done much with it yet.
Yeah.
You know, like, dude, it's still so brand new. Like, that's why this is like, bro, this is so brand new. Like, there's a lot of brand new shit going on for me.
I mean,
like,
literally,
like, yeah, so
that's exciting. I mean, you're turning 24 too, also in a couple, like, you know what I mean? Like,
man,
there's a lot
crazy.
Of
crazy. And like, dude, shout out to anybody who's struggling right now, who's doing something that they might not love or is too afraid to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk to a lot of people that are afraid to change, and man, use me as an example. Like, look, I'm almost 24, and like, I would say, like, I feel like I've done absolutely nothing, and like, I've done a lot of different things, a lot of failures, you know, I've quit things, and at the end of the day, like, I pick back up and I keep going, because I know, like, I'm always searching, for like that deep meaning.
Okay.
I want to be, dude, the number one thing for me is I want to be happy.
Yeah.
I've done things and then hit walls where I'm like, if I did this for 5 more years, I know I would hate my life.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially in the avenues that we were in.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. It is a lot of negative energy that comes to you from, you know, like everything.
Yeah.
But in like you're saying, like, you do know that you have done stuff, right? Like you're saying, like, you feel like you haven't done anything.
I mean,
so like a big thing is like one of the biggest problems with making music or just anything with this age of social media is comparison.
Absolutely.
Right? And so like what you just said, like you felt like you haven't done anything, but that probably comes from a state of comparing to someone, another 24-year-old, right? Because if you were the only human on earth, if you were the only human on earth,
yeah,
and like then you've done a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like you've done a lot of things.
Facts.
But
yeah.
Like at the end of the day, that's just like a comparison thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're right about that.
And that's why people don't, that's why people like struggle with happiness so much. It's like if you, and that's what I've learned on this podcast. A great thing about this podcast, I know like you want to do your own as well. Like I know you have like your own thing, but I haven't seen like, you know, anything released with like podcasts and like guests yet, right?
No, I haven't done anything where I have guests.
Okay, but do you want to?
You know, I do, but that's not something that's on my like thing I'm doing right now. Right now is all production beats. I'm trying to get nice at that.
I love
like,
that.
Yeah, like that's really what I'm focused on.
Fuck yeah, you're gonna get nice then. That's just how it works.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Give me 6 months of just every single day. I mean, it'll
absolutely.
So I mean, it's even a huge improvement from 1 month ago to now.
Yeah,
I just started like a month ago.
Yeah,
the first beat I made was awful. Now it went from like suck to stink. You know what I'm saying?
So
and also anyone listening that's like, I'm too afraid to start something, like, just I call it the 6 month principle. And I love this because if you start something, something brand new, a lot of times people are afraid to start something because they're like, oh, I don't know if I'd be good or whatever. You know, there's obviously the fear. I mean, look, just do it. Do it every day for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I like the period of time, it's called 6 month principle for a reason, is because, you know, 6 months goes by so quick. Think about what just happened in the last 6 months of your life.
Yeah.
And you realize that, wow, it's like that just flew by.
Yeah.
Like, do you even really remember it? It's kind of a blur.
6 months? No.
Right?
No.
But if you took a skill and did it every day in that time, think about how good you'll get in 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's like in your mind, it feels like nothing just happened.
Yeah.
But I did something every day and it happened so quick. So it's like the amount of skill set you can gain by doing one thing every day for 6 months is ridiculous. And then don't audit yourself throughout the 6 months. Wait until you get to that 6 month period and be like, wow, okay, now I can look back and say, what was I doing on day one? Now this is 6 months later.
Mm.
I just literally just got over the whole fear of starting this new skill.
You got a lot. You've collected a lot of gems, man. It's almost interesting that you broke this meditation and it's like, I meditate now too, and it's like almost interesting, like, you know, what you can get out of it. And I think that like you said, you collected a lot of gems, but like when you speak, there's a lot of stuff there. You know what I mean? When you go on, like, you can go on like little tangents. It's like I do the same fucking thing, and it's like, dude, you have a lot of gems that people can learn from in that aspect too.
I appreciate it.
What I wanted to fucking go back to was before we hit the little questions and everything. God, what the fuck was I just talking about? God damn, I can't even think about it.
Oh, man.
Before we got production, before that, happiness. You said you want to be happy. And we're talking about comparison and shit like that. One of the values of this podcast that has been brought to me is I get to talk to my friends and other peers and people that are doing things. And I get to, there's a common theme in what I've, like, and now I can apply it to my life. And the common theme is always with happiness. Everybody wants to be happy. And it's always comparison. Every single fucking time.
That's interesting that you say that.
Dude, it's every time, man. Every single time, it's comparison. And you know what? When I compare my music to other people and my stats, it's always a stats thing of like where I'm at, I start to get down on myself and lose confidence.
Yeah.
But when I'm at my peak of happiness with my music, it's because I'm just in the studio creating. Put that one out. Oh, nice. That's doing that. Boom, back in. I don't have time to look at other people's shit. But once you start comparing, that's when you get fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
It's a common theme. Like, I've had athletes on here and like other musicians and like people that are starting businesses. It's the same fucking thing, dude.
That's interesting that you say that. It's like all is wired back to just one fucking thing.
It's comparison.
All comparison.
Yeah. But interesting because I feel like in 2017, like you were comparing yourself against yourself, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a lot of internal stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I got a girlfriend.
Bro, that is a thing. I had a girlfriend for fucking 7 years. Dude.
Yeah, like, we spoke about this.
Yeah, don't have one anymore. We broke up. I don't know if that was that.
I think
that
you told me or some, recently or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I got really, this is 2017. I got really focused on that, and it was too much to have both.
Yeah.
And I picked a girlfriend.
People don't realize, girls fuck up the mind, bro. And especially when you're trying to grind.
Well, if you let it. Like, this is the thing. Like I allowed that to happen. Like, it's not like I'm not at fault.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like no surprise. But man, like,
dude, I was in love.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't really been in love like that before. Yeah. And it was like a whole new, I was like, whoa. Yeah, you know, it was sick. Yeah. And like, but yeah. And you know what? I'd never leave my passion ever again for a woman. Like, let me just say that. It'll never happen again I made that mistake.
Love that.
And it's never going to fuck. Good thing it happened at 21 and not at 40.
Fuck yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, like, that's a whole thing. You know, I've never really touched upon that. And it's not like that was the fault. Like, I would never blame anything on the relationship or anything. Because I picked that. I decided that.
Yeah.
It was all of me.
For sure.
But yeah, that was a huge factor. Fast. And and then eventually, you know, that fell apart.
Yeah. You know, most of them fucking do.
Yeah.
And so it's like you look back and you're like, I learned a lot from that, but like,
dude, I think that a man doesn't become a man until he's been heartbroken.
Ooh, I love that, because I was heartbroken and I grew so much in the past fucking 7 months.
It's like you kind of just like realize like, wow, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you literally realize you don't give a fuck. You're like, all that matters is like what the fuck I'm doing here.
Yeah, facts.
Absolutely.
And it's like you don't really allow yourself to get to that point ever again.
No,
because you know they say I don't have any exact information, but they say like when you're heartbroken, it's a different type of I don't know, like neurotransmitter or whatever, but like something else is different in your brain. It's like a different category of depression.
Yeah. Like, I've heard that before.
Yeah, like it's nothing like anything else. Yeah. And it's like, dude, every person has to experience it.
Yeah.
Like when I have kids, I'm going to hope that he or she get their heart broken at like 16. Because I'm like, all right,
man, real quick.
Yeah. I'll be looking there from a distance. I'll be laughing. I'm like, this little man's about to get his heart busted. Good.
Yeah, facts.
Because he's going to cry a little bit and then he's going to come back bigger and stronger, you know? So it's like, I think everybody's got to get their heart broken to really like see life at that level.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that was a great experience. Like, you know, shout out to my ex. She's cool.
Shout out to the ex, bro. Yeah, seriously. I feel you on that. Shout out to the exes.
Yeah. She's lit.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, it's all good. It's all good vibes. You know,
Good vibes, man. It's all learning experiences, exactly. Especially that age. You're such a young age. You know what I mean? Ah, yo, here's some questions. You know, we're gonna dive into a little bit, and we're gonna touch on like all the aspects that we were just talking about. Oh, actually, do I want to fucking talk about that first? Now we're going to this. What's your craziest life experience?
Well,
this was asked by your boy EJ Nero.
Oh my God. Craziest life experience?
You can take a sec.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few like.
I'm gonna crack that window real quick.
Yeah, facts. Get a little hot.
Yeah, bro.
Oh man. Let's see.
That's hard, man. You've had a lot of experiences.
Craziest life experience?
I don't know how I would answer that.
I'd say one thing that was super lit that was awesome was opening for Fetty Wap. There's like thousands of people in the crowd and like it was just like it was a fucking awesome time.
So dope. You know, we did the same thing. We did that too. I did that too. Same shit. That's like my shirt from Fetty Wap, Mac Horman at SNU.
Oh, how was fucking it in the same circuit? Like no, the same
different times.
Oh wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Weird as hell. But you did it at what school?
Merrimack College.
Massive. I feel like everybody went to that fucking concert.
It was
right?
Awesome. Yeah. I had a blast, man.
Yeah.
And like
what did you like about it?
I liked the fact that I was really relaxed and I just kind of took a step back and I'm like, okay, what I'm doing is working.
Yeah. Yeah. A win, bro. Yeah. I know I was that like, feeling.
This
yeah,
is a
yes,
W
yep.
And like all my boys were in the front, you know, we gave them
awesome.
All tickets.
Yes.
Like it was just like, you know, it was one of those nights where it was a great night.
And you're a superstar that night.
Yeah.
You're a superstar.
That's what it was.
Who the fuck doesn't want to be a superstar?
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah, so it was a great night.
Yeah.
That was a crazy experience. And then, dude, also, a quick, like, experience I just had 6 months going somewhere where I don't really know anybody. Mm-hmm. Fire. I would recommend that to everybody.
Mm.
Go somewhere you don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then just figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's really all. That's, you know, that was.
Did also, you go down there with a plan, by the way?
I wanted to start a business.
What was the business that you wanted to start?
It was going to be along the lines of, you know, I was like marketing, social media agency type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was going to do that with Adam, and that fell through.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That shit happens, bro.
Yeah, and
that
it's happens. Just like, I was like, nah, I was like, this isn't, yeah. I was like, I ain't going to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to get some sales experience.
Love
and
that.
And I threw on a suit, walked into a bunch of car dealerships, and I was like, hey, I want to work for you. And then I got a call back from Honda, and I was like, all right, let's get it.
Why'd you want to do car dealerships?
Because I've heard that it's really tough to sell cars.
Okay.
And I was like, if I'm going to learn something about sales, it's going to be in a dealership.
Mm.
So I went there.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Dude, I learned so much from those guys. Man, shout out to my general manager, Dan DeHaas, man.
Shout out Dan DeHaas one time.
I just shook his hand like a few days ago.
What did you tell him? You were just like, I'm out, and then he was like, what are you going to do? Like, what's going on? Like, you know.
Yeah,
what?
He asked me about a plan, and you know, and he had tried, you know, he had given me so much guidance and so many gems.
Yeah.
So many gems. I mean, man, you know, he's very, very intelligent dude. You know, he's done some amazing things in the car industry. I mean, he's taken stores that were losing money and turned them into just like flourishing stores.
Yeah.
And you know, every day he reads stuff from a book of like a daily reading, and I just sit there and took notes and like, I mean, the dude had helped me so much.
He helped you a lot mentally, it sounds like.
Oh my God, so much.
Yeah.
And you know, like it was, you know, and when we had spoke about me leaving, and he'd helped me, you know, stay. For a few times, we had some conversations. I got a little discouraged here and there, but you know, he was always there for me. But you know, I hit a point. I was just like, all right, you know, I gotta go. And and we, you know, we shook hands. And I was just like, you know, it's been a blessing. Thank you, bro.
Yeah,
not bro. Cause shout he was out, like, bro. He's
yeah,
like,
no, fuck yeah. Dude, you're an extremist too. Like, you take something, you're like, all right, I'm doing this, right? Like, music comes, like, you're done with it, and then and then you want to learn sales. I'm gonna go to the fucking hardest possible thing to sell. And learn that, right? And I'm going to isolate myself from what I know over here to go do this. Like, you're an extremist. You're done with it. Now you're done with it. You move back. You just drive back or whatever the next day.
Yeah.
That's crazy shit, man. That's fucking, that's cool. I do the same thing with my actions, or I try to replicate that. Because I think that, like, when you completely, like, you know, submerge yourself in something, like, you know, that's when you start to learn the most and, you know, see a lot of fucking productivity from it. That's crazy. we'll go into this a little bit. Do you have a favorite year for music?
Yeah, 2017 was crazy.
2017.
For my career, or like music that's come out from other people?
You.
Yeah, 2017 was nuts.
Yeah.
Song a day. I'm sorry, song a week.
Yeah.
Song a week. Yeah. Did a tour. Did a bunch of stuff. Sold a bunch of merch. Like,
yeah.
It was just like.
It's crazy.
It was flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, things were moving.
Do you have any regrets?
That's an interesting question.
It's never an easy one. Let me help the mind here. So let's talk about, like, it doesn't have to be regrets in terms of, like, I mean, in terms of, like, like, you have some?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't regret any sort of, like, decision in terms of, like, doing things with my life. One thing I totally regret is actually was in my relationship, my last relationship, kind of, like, beating around the bush. For a while.
What do you mean?
Like when I knew it was over. You know, the whole
I regret that
the
too.
Whole going back and going back and leaving and going back and leaving. I mean, dude, I did it for so long.
Did you?
And I think that it was not fair, and I think that I would never do that again to somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that it messed with the both of us emotionally. And it was kind of hell.
Yeah.
And I would never do that to a person ever again. Like, you know,
I'm with you on that.
I grew up on that. I'm like, wow, I can't. Like, looking back, I'm like, this was awful. Like, why? If I'm done with something, I need to tell the person.
Yep.
And that's what it was, man. It was just cold.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Like, no. It's not healthy at all for anybody. No one's growing. No one's learning.
That's what I regret.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. I feel you, bro.
This is deep. This is good.
Yeah, we're gonna we go there. You know. This one's, I mean, I feel like we touched on it so much, but it's something that someone asked. One of my fans asked was like, he's from Ohio, and he was like, what have you learned
from pursuing your passion. And we talked a lot about that. But I mean, like, if you could have one good takeaway, right? I mean, you just said you're like, I feel like 24, like I haven't done anything, right? Well, let's take that statement. What have you learned if you could take one thing away from just pursuing something?
Don't settle.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by don't settle?
Like, if you're not happy or if you want to make a change, mm-hmm. don't settle for something that's just like, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah.
I'll do this.
Yeah.
It'll pay my bills.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's the one thing, because I'm too stubborn to not wake up every day and just be like, I'm so blessed and I'm so happy that I'm doing what I love.
Yeah.
And you know, man, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. Of course. When I'm in that, I'll know.
Oh, you'll know.
I'll have you on my podcast or something. You know, we'll talk about it.
It'll be right there.
But that's like one super important thing. Yeah, if you're not happy and you want to make a change, fucking do it. Just go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. And you know, it's also, dude, the whole, like, you know, put the blinders on, you know, like on the horses.
Yeah.
They,
yeah,
put the blinders on. So they just go straight and you don't see any distractions. Dude, that's just so essential. Like, mm-hmm. because when I make a decision, like, I'm so used to it now. Like, I'll get some people that support me. I get some people that'll be like, Nick, you're fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you got some people that don't give a shit. And then, I mean, dude, there's just so many opinions on every single thing that I've done. It's like, Nick, what are you doing? Nick,
I relate to you so much on this,
I'm
bro.
I'm just like, I got to do what I got to do.
Yes.
I don't even hear it.
Oh, my God.
Especially 2 days ago, I just fucking, I showed up here.
Yeah.
And, like, people are just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What do you, yo, I could actually, beauty of these podcasts too is I can learn from the people too, right?
Hell, it's, yeah.
Like, and I can learn a lot from you too, because I relate to that so much, mm-hmm. especially at this point in my life right now. I feel like I am in that point where, like, I'm super happy and I'm doing what I love and, like, but I have so many opinions because things are working, right? And you know this probably too. It's like when you have momentum and things are working, everyone wants to be a part of it.
Yes.
You know, everyone wants to be a part of it, be checking in, like, what are you doing? What's this? What's that? You know, like, oh, you're doing this, like, blah, blah. And, like, I'd like to hear from your perspective, like, how you deal with almost, like, the pressure of, like, everyone around you seeing you becoming successful in this manner and they want to be a part of it. And on the flip side, how do you deal with the people who are hating on everything?
So what was the first part of the question?
We'll just do the first part. I don't like asking two-part questions. How do you deal with the pressure of everybody wondering what you're doing and wanting to be involved?
I would say that when things are moving good, mm-hmm. things are going good, you got to just – I like to not talk that much, right? I like to – if I'm around somebody that wants to be involved that I know just shouldn't be there,
yep.
mm-hmm. I can detect it in a second. Just from music industry, like, because you can tell, and like, I'll be like, all right, that dude's not on the right team. He's not playing for the team. Like, mm-hmm. this dude wants something from me, and like, I'm just not gonna, you know, I need to not, you know, associate with this person.
Majority of the time, you can tell because they don't know how to the building. It's all about the building. Like, people want to be a part of things when it's like, going well, but like, they do not understand what it's like to actually be in the fucking lab. In creating the fucking things, you know?
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, when things are going good, be conscious. Know who you surround yourself with. It's like one of the most important things. And the number one thing is to look for, you know, if you're becoming successful and you're like, and you know, you're getting some traction, you start to see people that you don't really know come around, detect, like, if a person is, like, needy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do they bring to the table?
Yeah.
Or are they just trying to get something out of you?
Oh, that was
great.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's
great.
Look for it.
I don't know specific questions to ask to detect it, but like, just, you know, keep your mouth shut. Let their body language and like their vibe speak for itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
you can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Another
you
one.
You fucking, literally, bro. Literally. Yeah. Okay. So how do you, you know, you've dealt with a lot of hate in your life. And
oh, yeah,
I think that a lot of people can listen to this shit and you know, people, like I said, comparisons where people are unhappy and like a lot of problems kids face nowadays, like, you know, dealing with hate from people. I've dealt with hate, you know, from this music game forever. Mm-hmm. And like you have as well. How do you deal with the haters?
Feel bad for them.
Yeah.
That's like the only answer.
Yeah. Feel bad for them.
Feel bad for the people that feel the need to speak out against what you're doing. Let's just saw a clip the other day. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this. He's great.
Let's
about
go.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's like the fact that someone has like feels the need to speak out poorly against something that you're doing just shows that they're just fucking miserable. And it's just like you could see right through it. It's like, hey man, I hope you figure it out.
Yeah.
That's how I deal with the hater.
Yeah,
I look and I'm like,
I got,
I'm like
yeah.
damn. I'm like, you know, like another one, like, bro, bro, what's good?
Yeah.
I hope you fix yourself.
I hope you fix yourself.
Yeah.
I fucking love that, bro. What is your favorite city?
Well, I haven't been to that many. Oh man. Do I even have a favorite?
Do you have a favorite spot in the world?
No.
No, that's fine.
No, because
that means you just gotta experience more than
that. Yeah, like I don't know enough to even answer that. Like yeah. I haven't been to that many places. Like I've traveled places, like I've been to other cities, but I haven't like parked my ass there and like lived there. You know what I'm saying?
I love that answer.
I think that's a question I'd be able to answer when I'm like 50.
Yeah.
Because okay. Because I've only lived in two places, Massachusetts and then North Carolina. That's it. I've been to other cities, but I don't know what the vibe is like. It's different when you really live there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's
no problem.
I'll get back to you on that.
Good. That's a better answer than give me bullshit. Blondes or brunettes?
Oh, blondes.
Ass or tits?
Ass.
Mike's pastry or modern pastry?
I have a dairy allergy.
Oh, fuck.
I can't eat any of those.
Damn, that's tough. Dairy allergy in this bitch.
It's like whack. Like,
God damn, so that shit is tough, though.
Oh, man.
Let me see. I had this fucking one other beauty. Oh, you fucking answered that pretty much. I'm going to flip the script on you real quick. Is there anything that you'd want to like ask me or learn about me?
Damn.
Hey, little doggy. I didn't prep you for that.
No, no, it's all good.
No, it's fine. Or maybe something I could answer that could provide value on some shit that like maybe you've experienced or like you want, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Just real quick, what are your plans for 2020?
Yeah, bro,
coming up.
So a lot's actually changed. So before like, I quit my job in August, right? I was working as an account manager. Yeah. But we have a change. So I was an account manager at a company called K4. Shout out to everybody over there.
Yes.
Great company. And then I quit. And then, you know, I was able to save up a little bit of money and do my thing. Was able to buckle down and kind of grow everything. And then I have an interest in real estate as well. And
no
so,
way.
Yeah. And word. So I was like, yo, I want to buy a house. I want to buy property. And so I need to expand my capital. And so I just recently got a job. I start next week at a software company. And so I'll be doing software sales for a company over in Fenway. They're growing to start up over there. And they're absolutely fucking flying. And I'm going back to the corporate life. Going to take like all my income from the music thing, whatever, and kind of build up a little separate account. And then hopefully mid-2020. I'll start looking at some properties and my idea is to get like a nice little triple decker somewhere so I can, you know, become a landlord. And at the same time, I'm going to be tripling down on the podcast. You know, I'm going to get learning a lot from more people, expanding my network.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be putting out a lot of music and going to go a lot farther in with the clothing line, MIH. Just got it trademarked, so I'm looking to expand on that a lot more.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the page.
You got absolutely. You know the vibes. So probably cut back on like what it was a real trial period right now. Now I want to get more into the designing and actually getting the holding inventory and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that all comes with capital as well. So I'm hoping, you know, this job is a good job. So it's going to, you know, be able to provide that for me. So 2020, get in the house.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Invest. You become a landlord.
Yeah.
Start building equity in a home.
Exactly.
Start early. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah. Start investing more. And then, just connecting with as many people as possible and learning as much as I can. You know.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty much.
Building connections.
That's 2020, though, in a nutshell for me, though. But yeah, man. And you know, coming to an hour here, if there's anything that you want to leave everybody with, like, you gave them a lot of fucking gems today, right? But if there's any word of advice, like, maybe someone out there is, you know, someone out there is a Nick Sincotta fan, follower, you know what I mean? And they want to hear some words from Nick. And also, maybe somebody else is in the same exact position as you. So many times I've heard people, like, come on this podcast and people hit up, you know, they're like, yo, like, This kid, Mike, shout out to Mike Breen, he's starting a podcast because of this fucking podcast. And he hit up me and Mocha. He's like, I related so much to your episode, Mocha. Like, he worked at Enterprise, ran a car. And he was like, damn. And so like, there's somebody that's listening to this right now that potentially is about to quit music, is about to go all in on some other shit.
Mm.
And like, you've said a lot of gems so far, but if there's one thing, one takeaway people could take away from this podcast, what would it be?
I would say over the last few years, I've tried a lot of different things. Like, I've done maybe like five different things over the last few years. And I would say to anybody is if you're 18, if you're 17, if you're 40, if you're whatever age and you don't know what you want to do, just go try different shit. Immerse yourself in the environment. Surround yourself with everyone whose lives are completely consumed by that thing and feel it. Feel what it feels like. And then audit. If you don't like it, fuck it. Go do something else. Mm. And like, don't settle until you find that. Like, there's so many things you can do in the world. Chances are, if you just do like two or three things in your life, like, chances are, you know, they might not be the most ideal. If you're not happy, if you're happy, by all means, keep going. But if you're not happy, make the change. Just go try it and literally fuck everyone, because people are going to judge you no matter what. It's just, it's that simple. And go get it. Collect the gems.
And go fucking get it and collect the gems, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah.
Mason Cotton, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Kids at Work, bro. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah.
I appreciate it.
Hell
this
yeah.
This was awesome.
No, it's fucking dope.
I'm glad I got back in the city and we got to get it done, man.
Oh yeah. We'll
plenty of stuff in the future.
Chop some shit up, at, you know what I mean? Do the damn ass.
Man, I'm going to produce a hit for you.
Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good day at work today. Peace.